And now, Mirth for Modern, starring A. Burroughs. Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force present Mirth for Moderns, a program of ultra-modern comedy and song featuring music by Milton DeLug and his quartet, the lilting voice of C.C. Blake, and starring America's most distinctive humorist, Abe Burroughs.
Hello, I'm Burroughs, like he said. For those of you who have never heard me, I feel I should explain what I do. I don't have to explain to those people who have heard me because they've already turned off their radios. Anyhow, I'm a writer who sings songs that I write. And the songs I write are songs I wrote because I didn't like certain other songs. Some of my songs bear unusual titles. Like you take a love song I've been working on, a thing called For Every Man There's a Woman, So How Come I Wound Up With You? I never finished that one. It seemed a bit cynical. Or take another love song I've written. It's called If You Were the Only Girl in the World and I Were the Only Boy, Okay, But Right Now, Let Me Alone. Also very cynical. You see, I have trouble with these sentimental type songs. I'll show you what I mean. For instance, here's one of my songs. It's a charming little thing, yet kind of peculiar. Like this. My brain is whirling. My head is spinning. I can't sleep a wink at night. My appetite's gone. My nerves are all ragged. My blood pressure's up. And my eyes are all bagged. My ears are ringing. My stomach's turning. My heart is beating too quick. But I went to the doctor. Now I'm worried no longer. 'Cause he said it ain't love. I'm just sick. See what I mean? However, there's one thing. I mean, my songs may not make much sense, but you gotta admit my voice is horrible. Well, let's hear a little good music for a moment. With me here is the Milton DeLug Quartet, Al Caiola at the guitar, Jack Lesberg on the bass, and at the piano, the mighty 12 fingers of Stan Freeman. And this whole quartet is led by the world's greatest accordion esthetist. That's a fellow who puts you to sleep while he plays the accordion, Mr. Milton DeLug. This guy is really dazzling. And when you hear him, all I can say is, I've never announced a number by Milton DeLug without receiving thousands of letters all saying the same thing. Is that really his name? And here he is. Wonderful, Milton. Wonderful. I wish this was television so you could all see Milton play. You should watch his hair fly. Watch his fingers race up and down that accordion. And watch his delighted smile every time he hits a wrong note. Wonderful. Incidentally, the accordion used by Mr. DeLug is a pancordion. I announced that Milton plays a pancordion at the special request of all the other accordion firms. Now, here's a moon-type song. This is a moon-type song to end all songs about the moon like this. Oh, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, Mr. Silvery Moon, won't you find someone for lonely me? Please, Mr. Moon, won't you find me a girl with loving arms and tender lips? How can you keep on shining that way when I'm in total eclipse?
Oh, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon, Moon, Moon. I just gotta find someone. Oh, Mr. Moon, 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 you gotta find me a girl, or I'll take all my business to the sun.
Now, here comes some more singing, but don't worry, not me, not me. This is good singing. You know, people always accuse the folks in show business of giving jobs to relatives, especially dumb and untalented relatives. Well, it so happens that the girl who's about to sing is a relative of mine. No fooling, she's my cousin. Cousin Cece, her name is Cece Blake, and she's my Aunt Jenny's daughter. I don't know if I ever told you about my Aunt Jenny. Remember her? She's a frustrated musician. She could never get with Phil Spitalny. Played the tuba, and it wouldn't have sounded very good. Jenny and her magic tuba, nah. But anyway, my cousin Cece has a lot of talent, so why should I discriminate against her? Because she's my cousin. For the last year, she's been a featured vocalist with Vaughn Monroe, you know, Racing with the Moon. Yeah, she's been singing with him. And she, well, just listen to her. Here's Cece Blake singing.
You're an old smoothie. I'm an old softie. I'm just like putty in the hands of a boy like you. You're an old meanie, I'm a big booby. I just go nutty in the hands of a boy like you. Poor me, you played me for a sap. Poor you, you thought you'd laid a trap. Well, dear, I think it's time you knew. You've just done what I wanted you to. Silly old smoothie, crafty old softy, I'll stick like putty to the hands of a boy like you.
That's lovely, Cousin Cece.
Thank you, Cousin Abe.
Hearing you sing, you know, it's hard to believe we're relative. And you've grown up so. And say, you've lost your Brooklyn accent, just like I have.
Just like who has?
Me. I ain't got no Brooklyn accent no more, can't you tell? You know, but I still get nostalgic for the good old days in Brooklyn.
Say, Abe, why don't you do that song?
What song?
You know, that Brooklyn-type song of yours. Oh, I love that one.
All right, Cousin.
Thanks, Cousin.
All right. The song Cece asked for is a hometown-type song about my hometown, Brooklyn. It's full of the yearning and nostalgia that a typical-type Brooklyn boy like myself feels when he's away from that there enchanted city there. Here, then, is Brooklyn, USA. Oh, why did I ever roam? I want to go back home. But the home that I long for ain't down on the Suwannee. It ain't on the shores of the lakes of Killarney. I don't want a home where the buffalo roam. And as for the Lone Prairie, you can have it, I don't want it, it's too flat for me. There's only one place that I long for, and that's what I'm singing this here song for. I want to go back here to my home there in Brooklyn, USA, back to the whence I first came from.
I want to see once more my little old home next to the subway station. I want to see once more that little old school where they loused up my education. Oh, take me back to Brooklyn, where things was always good. That's where I always should have stood. I'd give up a castle in Spain or a dreamy Venetian gondola for the sight of an umpire across whose skull is imprinted the words Coca-Cola. Take me back to Brooklyn, USA. Ah, Brooklyn, 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 dear Brooklyn, Brooklyn, how can I ever forget thee? Okay, so Brooklyn ain't got a lot of natural wonders. In Brooklyn, we guys don't know about things like scenery and flowers. I remember when I was a little kid, I walked in a park with my uncle and I said, "Hey, uncle." And he says, "Why?" And I said, "Well, what kind of flowers are those?" And he says, "How should I know? What am I, in the millinery business?" Yeah, in Brooklyn, we don't know about flowers. We don't grow avocados and oranges, grapefruits, nectarines, and things like that. In Brooklyn, we guys go in more for cultivating tomatoes. And the girls are beautiful there, let me tell you. I'll never forget the first girl I met in Brooklyn. I met her at high school. I went to New Utrecht High. No, New Utrecht High. I'll tell her to get the boys and sing with my good cheer. Our school's fair fame. I'm sorry, I got carried away. Ah, but she was a beautiful girl. Ah, she was lovely. And her name wasn't one of those Brooklyn names like Moital or Goytrude. Her name... her name was Dorothy. And she was lovely, Dorothy was. She was sweet 16 and kind of chubby. Weighed 180. She was 5 feet tall in any direction. Ah, but she was a wonderful kind of girl to be in love with at school. You see, because the way she was built, no matter where I sat in the classroom, I was right next to her. But it was a tough kind of a romance. You see, I was at that awkward age. Too young to get a job and too old to be a juvenile delinquent. So our love could never be in it. Never was. But I'll never forget her, nor beautiful Brooklyn. Yes, I've seen the Taj Mahal. It's a picture no artist can paint. But Taj Mahal, Shmaj Mahal, Flatbush it ain't. Ha ha ha, take me back to Brooklyn, U.S.
Thank you, A. Burroughs, Milton DeLugge, and C.C. Blake. You were all mighty, but mighty wonderful.
Thanks, Joe. Goodbye, everybody.
High school graduates, there's a future for you in today's United States Air Force. Now you can train for a specific job in one of the 42 career fields under the new Airman Career Program. Under this new program, you actually chart your future. Plan the exact steps you'll take along the path of your Air Force career. Get all the facts at your nearest Air Force base or U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station. And then, judge for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, this program was brought to you by your Army and your Air Force in cooperation with this radio station and your local recruiting headquarters, and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. Mirth for Moderns was written by A. Burroughs and directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.